We are in the series Follow the Ark. Amen. And 2 weeks ago, we saw the title we saw 2 weeks ago was Put Everything in God's Hands. Hallelujah. And last week, we saw Seek Divine Guidance. Seek Divine Guidance. Praise God. And I believe that it was a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise God. I believe that if you could just know where God wants you to go, if you could hear Him, or if you could see what He wants to do, and you could follow through with that, you will see great manifestation of His grace upon your life. Amen. And so we are still in the same series, and this morning I'm just going to give you another one. Remember, on the first week I told you I'm going to give you 4 keys that are going to help you to follow the ark. So you've seen putting things into God's hands, seeking divine guidance. And this morning I want to say, hear from God. Hear from God. Hear from God. So put everything in God's hands, seek divine guidance. Actually hear from God, if you're not still understanding what I mean. So this one will talk about hearing from God. Amen. Amen. All right. Your victory in every single aspect of your life, or in any challenge that you are faced with right now, your victory depends on your ability to hear from God. It's as simple as that. You can literally come out of every challenge you are faced with right now as I'm preaching. You can come out of it if you could hear the voice of God. That's all. Victory, my opinion is that victory does not really depend on how strong you are physically or even financially. I've seen a lot of very poor people succeeding. I'm one of them, by God's grace. Your victory depends on your ability to hear from God. My prayer is that before this service is over, your ears will pop open. Amen. And you will be able to start hearing the voice of your Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Come with me to the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. The Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Hallelujah. Amen. It shall come to pass that if, it's a condition, because it's not accessible to everybody. It's not everybody who is able to hear from God. But if you will hear from God, if you will be able to hear from God, it shall come to pass that if you hear from God, the Bible says that not man, not the president, God himself will set you on high. Hallelujah. So I just want you to know that if you are always down, you see, yeah, people say, "No, I'm feeling down." Listen, you're not supposed to be down. If you are down, could it be that maybe you haven't heard the voice of God? Because the voice of God is supposed to set you high. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not talking about being high because of nyaope. That some people are high because of drugs, nyaope, and drinking. No. The real high I'm talking about this morning is being high because you are elevated by the voice of God. Receive the grace to hear diligently the voice of God. That voice is going to set you high above every problem, high above lockdown, high above coronavirus, high above the storms that are coming your way. In the name of Jesus, as you are receiving this ministration, your ears are going to pop open and you're going to start hearing the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why am I saying this to you this morning? Because you see, throughout the Bible, we've come across people whose lives have completely changed because they heard God. I'm talking about somebody like Abraham. Genesis 12 verse 1, the Bible says, "And now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house." Do you realize that God told Abraham to come out of his father's house? Those of you that are still in your father's house, and God is telling you, come out. God can ask you to get out of your country. God can ask you to get out of your family. God told him, come out of your family. Is God a separatist? I don't think so. But God has a plan. And God knew that the plan he had for Abraham will never be fulfilled as long as he is in his father's house, as long as he is in his family. Yes, sir. So what God said to Abraham, I believe God could be saying the same thing to somebody today. Yes. Come out. Hallelujah. Amen. And go to a land that I will show you. And we know that the whole life of Abraham has become a world icon today, a generational icon, a heavenly icon today, because he heard the voice of God this day. What could have happened of Abraham if he didn't hear God this day? I'm talking also about a guy like Isaac, the son of Abraham. Genesis 26 verse 2, the Bible says, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I will tell you to live. So to one, God says, go. To the other, he says, don't go. So you now see, you shouldn't live your life based on what other people are doing. Yes, you should live your life based on what God is saying. Amen. Because just because everybody is going does not mean you should go. Just because somebody left the church doesn't mean you should leave the church. And that people will come and say, God has told me to leave. And because other people see them leaving, they also leave. But maybe God told them to leave, but did God tell you to leave? Maybe God is saying, you stay. And that is where people make decisions based on other people's actions, not based on divine revelation. I ask that God help you today. Realize that your life changes when you hear his voice. Hallelujah. And lastly, let's look at Jesus himself. You see, the Bible says in the book of John chapter 5 verse 30, Jesus says, I can of myself do nothing. I can of myself do how many things? Nothing. As I hear, I judge. As I hear, I judge. What does it mean to judge? I mean to decide. So Jesus said, as I hear, I decide. Because to judge is to pass judgment or to decide between something. He said, as I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous. I mean, my decisions are right. Because I'm hearing. I'm not just deciding. I'm hearing first. It says, as I hear, I judge. As I hear, I decide. I decide which way to go, who to marry, where to start, where to stop, what to speak. I hear, I decide. I hear, I decide. Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Do you understand? Jesus is saying to us that I don't seek my will. I'm not here to fulfill my own desires. I'm here to do the will of God. And I cannot do the will of God if I can't hear from God. That's why Jesus was so successful. 33 and a half years and he has changed the whole world forever. Because every step was divinely guided. My prayer for you is that your next step will be a divinely guided step in the name of Jesus. You shall not miss your next step. Hallelujah. Now you see, the difficulty that you and I have in hearing is really not because God is not speaking. It's because there are so many other voices that you can hear at the same time. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 10 makes it very clear. The Bible says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification, or none of them is without significance. Paul is saying, there are many kinds of voices in the world, and every voice has a significance, or every voice that you hear has an effect or an impact over your life. Hallelujah. Now, just shortly, before we focus on the voice of God, let me show you 12 voices that you can hear. There are 12 types of voices that every Christian should know about. These voices, about 12 of them. And every one of us, you hear it, and the decisions you are making are based on one of these voices. Hallelujah. Number one, the voice of your flesh. The voice of your flesh is your desires. Do you understand? You make decisions sometimes based on what you desire. And your desire is actually a voice. You say, I want KFC. You don't hear the voice, but your flesh is releasing a desire. Do you understand? I want her. Hey. Then you start running like a donkey. You are following a voice, or you are hearing a voice. Do you understand? Then there is the voice of your mind, your reasoning. your reasoning. Many people make decisions based on the voice of their flesh or the voice of their mind. Then the voice of the devil. Satan also has a voice, and he speaks all the time. His voice always brings fear. His voice always brings doubt and sometimes depression. Oh, you're not going to make it. Oh, they're not going to accept you. They're not going to like you. You're the wrong person. You don't deserve it. You know, his voice always brings all kinds of trauma to us. And then you have the voice of a prophet. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that, you know, they even go to seek the direction for their life from a prophet. Because sometimes God actually speaks to you through a prophet. Hallelujah. And many times God has used prophet to direct people. So you have the voice of a prophet. And unfortunately, you also have the voices of false prophets. So you should now know the difference between the prophet and the false prophets. Then you have the voice of your pastor. Hallelujah. Which is the voice you are hearing right now as I'm preaching. You are hearing the voice of your shepherd. My God, my God. Then you have the voice of your friends. Yeah. You're about to make a decision and your friends are speaking. Your friends are speaking. Sometimes they don't even speak. They are just doing their thing. And whatever they are doing is speaking to you. Yeah. The voice of your friends. Many people are destroyed because of the voice of their friends. The voice of their friend. Many people don't go to church because their friends don't go to church. And because their friends don't go to church, that voice of church is not right has really rang in their ears and they don't go. The voice of friends. The voice of friends have taken many people into alcoholism. The voice of friends have taken many people into nyaope. The voice of friends have taken many people into losing their virginity. The voice of friends. The voice of friends. Then you have the voice of your parents. Another very strong voice. I tell you, the voice of your father and the voice of your mother. Hallelujah. That voice can lift you up and that voice can take you down. I promise you. And you now sometimes need to decide between the voice of God and the voice of your father. I tell you, that's a story for another day. Let us not go there right now. Then you have the voice of your spirit. The voice of your spirit. You see, you have a mind that has a voice, but you are a spirit, and your spirit has also a voice. Hallelujah. Then you have the voice of your spouse, if you are married. Or those of us. Because some of you ask the person in your stream side, Onyala Ling, Onyala Ling. You see, when we are in the building, I say Onyala Ling. But when you are in this, I say Onyala Ling, Onyala Ling. Because you see, there's a network problem. There's a network connection there. So Onyala Ling. It can't go very far. All right. The voice of your spouse. Let me tell you something. Two of the biggest problems we have in the world today came from a husband listening to his wife. Number one, Eve misled her husband, Adam. Actually, when God came to deal with this problem, he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and you have eaten the fruit I said you shouldn't eat, curse is the ground because of you. Because you have listened to the voice of your wife. Because God had told him, do not eat the fruit. The wife came, took the fruit, and said, honey, come on, honey. If you really love me, prove your love. Eat the fruit. Hey, and Adam said, oh, if I don't eat this thing now, I'm finished. He forgot the voice of God. He forgot the voice of heaven. He just ate the whole thing. Yeah. And then the second one is Abraham, the man I just spoke about earlier. The wife told him, look, God was not really saying that you'll have that child through me. Here is my servant. Hurry, go. Do something. Do something about it. And he went and slept with Hagar. And from Hagar, you know what came out of there. Until today, we haven't recovered from what came out of that place. So I'm just showing you, sometimes listening to the voice of your spouse is good. But other time, it can bring serious challenges. My prayer for you is that you will learn to differentiate between the voice of God and the voice of your spouse. You see, Jesus was a master at differentiating between the voices. You see, one time he asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter, "You are the Son of God, the Messiah." And Jesus told him, "Listen, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Few verses later, do you understand? Just few verses later, Peter now started telling Jesus, "Jesus, you shouldn't go to the cross. You shouldn't die." Hey, immediately Jesus recognized, this is not Peter speaking again. This is Satan. And he said to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Like, he knew immediately, this is not Peter again. Do you know when somebody has shifted from his voice to the voice of Satan? Because it was still Peter speaking, but it was not Peter speaking. Learning to know the voices. Learning to differentiate. Sometimes it is Satan speaking through somebody close to you. Satan speaking through your friend. Satan speaking sometimes even through your mother and your father. I promise you. It just requires for them to open up to him. He will speak. Now, one of the most strong ones is the voice of circumstances. I believe that by far, most decisions are made because of the voice of circumstances. What is the voice of circumstances? It's you start making decisions because of what is going on in and around you. Do you understand? Like, the voice of your circumstances is, you know, there is a farmer in here, let me go to Egypt. That is the voice of circumstances. Look, I feel like I need some warmth. I need some warmth. It's winter. I need something. And the voice of your circumstances takes you to another man's bed and you come out of there with a big belly. The voice of circumstances. The voice of circumstances has misguided people all the time. They make decisions that are going to affect them eternally based on temporal needs and temporal circumstances. A circumstance is something that is standing in and around you. It's surrounding you. Do you understand? Circumference. Do you understand? A circumference is something that surrounds you. And tense. Circumstance. Tense is something that is standing. So stand. So it's surrounding you and it is standing all around you. So it is like limiting you and you are forced to make a decision in the heat of that moment. The voice of circumstance. May you never fall for the trap of the voice of circumstance. Don't lose your virginity because of circumstance. Don't catch HIV/AIDS because of circumstance. Don't fall into a trap that will kill you before your time just because of circumstances. Many people make decisions that are going to destroy them based on circumstances that were going to change us anyway. I wonder how many people have already engaged into terrible decisions because of the lockdown. Because of being home all the time. Or because there is no work right now. Just because there is no work right now doesn't mean there will not be work anymore. Yes, stand in the circumstance. This thing is going to pass. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away. Even corona will pass away. Yes. The only thing that does not pass away is the word of God. Stand on the word. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Then the voice of your own will. You see, your will has a voice. Your will has power. The voice of your will. What you want. What you want. Sometimes your will is against the will of God. So the voice of your will is speaking against the voice of God. Then lastly, the voice of God. Hallelujah. So my focus this morning is, if you understand again, my message is hear from God. Hear from God. You can hear, but you could be hearing from one of these voices I have just mentioned. Of all these voices, the most reliable one is the voice of God. And now you see you have to choose between 12 different voices before you make a decision. So how do I get to hear from God? Now I want to help you this morning on that area. Number one, you need to know that prayer gives you access to God's voice. People who pray a lot, do you understand? People that really pray stand a greater chance to hearing from God. And that is where I stopped last week. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call to me. Call to me. I will answer you. And you will hear my voice. called to me. That the first thing, I expect you, they say the Bible says in the book of James, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So God will never answer if you don't call. He said, call to me first. I want to hear. You say you need to die, Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Dial it. You have to die. Call to me. Pick up your phone. What is prayer? Prayer is your spiritual phone. Prayer is a spiritual cell phone. You see, when I'm walking around the street, I have a cell phone on my pocket. At any time, I can pick it and call my wife. Do you understand? And how do I, what vehicle do I use to call God? I use the vehicle called prayer. Prayer is the spiritual cell phone that I use, and I dial Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Once I dial Jeremiah 33 verse 3, I will hear God. Call to me, I will. He says he will answer. God is not one of those people you are calling and then they are ignoring your calls. You are calling and they are sending you funny messages. I'm in a meeting, this and this. When God, you call, he said, I will answer. Hallelujah. And it says, number two, I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Now, one phone call, he answers you. After he answers you, he sends you videos. He sends you videos and he sends you pictures. Do you understand? Like, all of this is happening in that phone call you've just made. He sends you pictures. He sends you videos. He sends you WhatsApps. He sends everything you're going to need for you to know where to go. That's why you should call to him. That's why you should call on God. When you start calling on God, you are activating the voice of God. You are activating the voice of God when you start praying. When you start praying, the voice of God gets activated in your direction. May you begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Now, here are the steps you should take when you want to pray. Matthew 6:6. The Bible says, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. What is the reward? He will answer. He will speak. He will do what you want him to do, or if it is according to his will. Now, there are three steps there. Number one, but when you pray, so we say that to hear the voice of God, you need to pray. But now, Matthew 6, it explains, now, when you now begin to pray, and the interest is, it doesn't say if you pray, it's when you pray. And I know we are in winter, and many people are struggling to pray in the winter. Unfortunately for you and me is that the lockdown hasn't left because of the winter. And also the demons haven't gone away because of the winter. So we need to realize that even if it's winter, the lockdown is still standing. And prices have been going high. We can't say it's winter, I don't pray. We need to find a way to pray in this season of winter. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, but when you pray, number one, go away by yourself. Do you know the reason why you can't hear the voice of God? You are always surrounded with people. Yeah. You don't know what it means to go away by yourself. People that almost always have people around them. People must be around you, always, always. You're always talking to somebody on the phone, always talking to somebody on WhatsApp. You are always all over the place. That's why you are hearing all these funny voices, except the voice you should hear. So the first thing, go away by yourself. Don't be afraid of yourself. Go away. Find a place. And then it says, shut the door behind you. What does it mean to shut the door? I mean, close every distraction. And listen to me. Imagine you're going to the house, to the office of the president. And you're in the office of the president for maybe like to meet him for something. And while you are there, every 5 minutes, you're on your phone. You are talking to the president and you are checking your phone at the same time. Excuse me, Mr. President. Then two, oh, excuse me, Mr. President. Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm in a meeting with the president, so call me back. Hey! The president will say, listen, come back when you are serious. So shut the door behind you. Mean cut every distraction. Cut every distraction. For you to hear the voice of God, these are the steps you should take. First of all, you should pray. Then number two, when you start praying, you should number one, get away. Find a place that, maybe it's the night that you can pray and you find yourself away. You see, because sometimes it does not mean really leaving the place. It just means that create an environment where you are not distracted. And I like praying in the night because everybody is asleep. So I'm by myself. Jesus used to go early in the mountain to pray all by himself. Brothers and sisters, this is not the season to sleep. This is the season to pray. Amen. Things are really, really, really tough, and you and I need to get on our knees. We need to get on our knees. So I'm encouraging you to revive your prayer life. We are fasting and praying every Friday. Ask your neighbor, are you doing it? Are you doing it? Are you praying on Friday? Are you fasting? Are you fasting? I remember I visited the family of this church one Friday. A Friday, we even came from prayer, and I visited them, and they offered me food. Then I said, you guys are offering me food. So it means that you are not fasting. It means if you are even offering food to your pastor on Friday, it is a serious message you are sending to me. It's a serious message. Hallelujah. So shut the door. I see you shutting that door in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the door is your boyfriend. That's the door you have to shut. A door allows an entrance to something. Yeah. Sometimes the door is your cell phone. You need to shut it down. You need to close it, switch it off. Sometimes the door is the TV. You need to switch it off. Yeah. Sometimes the door is actually your house. So you need to figure out maybe sometimes, you need. Can I tell you something? Sometimes I go and pray in the car. Yeah. You need to become very creative for you to pray in this season. Become very creative. And sometimes I can't pray in the night because it's really cold. I can't. So I have to figure out a time during the day where I can pray. And because during the day, all my kids are up, I go and pray in my car. Do you understand? Like I'm determined to pray no matter what. That's how you do it. Find a way and pray. Hallelujah. Then they say number three, pray to your father in private. That is the third information. Now, it's important for you to realize God didn't just say pray to heaven or even pray to God. Say pray to your father. Lord, teach us to pray. When you pray, say this, our Father who is in heaven. Pray to your Father. Hallelujah. Now, you see, that information, pray to your Father. Many people do not understand it. They only look at it from the perspective of having a father. And it's true, a provider who will love you and help you and all of those things. But what is a father? A father is somebody who causes you to exist. A father is somebody who is the reason why you are. It is his seed that has created you. A father is somebody with whom you share the DNA. Do you understand? Listen carefully. I'm giving you a very important revelation. Jesus says, pray to your father. He didn't say pray to God. He said, pray to your father. There are all types of gods. But who is this God to you? And what does he look like? He is your father. It means he fathered you. Now, the last time I checked, the way I look is not the way God looks. This is how my father and my mother, they fathered me. That's why I am like this. Do you understand? They fathered me like this. Now Jesus says, pray to your father, meaning talk to your father. What does that mean? Well, John 4:24, God is spirit. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit. And worship is part of prayer. You must pray in spirit and in truth. When you go to pray to God, you have to be truthful. So when Jesus is saying that, pray to your Father, my revelation of this, if I can help you, is that when you really want to communicate to God, pray in the spirit. Because he is a spirit and he is your Father. Therefore, your way to communicate with him has to be in the way that he is. And the way he made you, because you are his child in the spirit. And he is your father in the spirit. That's why when you really want to communicate with God in prayer, it has to be in the spirit, my friend. It has to be in the spirit. He is your father. And I'm going to give you 12 reasons why You must pray in the spirit. Yaba, 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 yaba. I know many people struggle to pray in the spirit. Some people feel shy about it. And it means you are not serious about God. And you're not serious about hearing his voice. Because the Bible says God is a spirit. And you know, you, for you to hear God, you see, the way you hear me is because I'm human and you are human. My spirit might be speaking right now. If you're not spiritual, you'll not hear what I'm talking about. You'll not hear what I'm talking about. And people want God to speak to them and they don't want to enter the realm that God is into. Huh? So the first reason is God is the Father of spirits. Hebrews 12 verse 9. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? The Father of spirits. Who is the Father of spirits? That's God. The reason why you must communicate to God in tongues or in the spirit, because God is the Father of spirits. And Jesus says you pray to your Father. And your Father is the Father of spirits. That's the first reason. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Number two, you are like God. You are a spirit being. Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. God is spirit and you are like God. So you are a spirit too. So when you are communicating to your God, you are communicating in the language that the two of you understand each other perfectly, which is the language of the spirit. Hallelujah. And it says, let them have dominion. Listen, you will never have dominion until you operate in your true nature. And your true nature is the spirit. That's why many people don't have dominion over serpents and scorpions, which are actually forces of darkness. You have to operate from the dimension of the one who made you like himself. God is a spirit. That's why he has dominion over those things. And for you to also have dominion, you need to enter the realm of the spirit. Therefore, you must operate in the spirit. Are you listening to me? Number three, when you pray in the spirit, you are speaking to God. And I believe that is what you are doing when you are going to pray. That's what you want to do. When I go to pray, I'm not going to pray to a person. I'm going to pray to God. And the Bible says, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. And what I'll do when I pray, I'm trying to speak to God. And the Bible is telling me that when I'm speaking in tongues, I'm speaking to God. Now, why will I? That is the objective I'm trying to reach. I want to speak to God. And the Bible is saying, when I speak in tongues, I'm speaking to God. Kula masipala devales. So why should I speak any other language? Because this is the language that he hears. And when I'm speaking in tongues, I'm speaking to him anyway. And he is the one I want to talk to. Do you understand what I'm saying? Number four, when I speak and I pray in the spirit, I am speaking mysteries. Let me tell you something. Every problem is a mystery. And every solution is also a mystery. If you will agree with me, you know that some of the stuff that you are going through, you don't know where they came from. Like, you don't understand why. Okay, tell me, where is corona coming from? Because all of us here, so if we knew where it's coming from, why are we not going there to stop it? It's a mystery, my friend. It's a mystery. So sometimes the poverty in your family is a mystery. Like, if you knew where to stop it, you will go there. You don't know. The problems in your marriage are a mystery. And so are the solutions. And my Bible is saying, he who speaks in tongues, in the spirit, he is speaking mysteries. Hallelujah. So when I'm speaking in tongues, I'm speaking mysteries, because you see, solutions are mysteries. The problems are mysterious, and the solutions must also join the realm of those mysteries. My solution will also become mysterious. That's why I must communicate in the spirit, because that's the language those people understand. Problems are mysterious. Yeah. Solutions are also mysterious. Yeah. And I cannot, some of the problems you have, there is no English that can explain them. Wow. There is no Tswana that can describe them. You can't. You don't even know what is going on. You can't. You don't know. It's a mystery. A mystery is something that you don't fully comprehend. And when you speak in tongues, you are unlocking those mysteries. Hallelujah. Number five, when you pray in the spirit, you build up your spirit. Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself. Builds up himself. Do you know that sometimes all you need is strength to last? A strength to outlive the problem. Do you understand? Like, the problem is not going away. What you need is strength to outlive it. So when you are praying in tongues, you are not just fixing problems, you are also strengthening yourself so that you can fight this thing, you can stand against it. And some of the problems, you can't take it away. You can rather learn to outlive the problem. Hallelujah. There are some challenges that will come your way, and they are not coming in your way to try to get you to solve them. They are coming to take you down. And every problem has an expiring date. So if you can hold on long enough, do you understand? The problem is going to expire just now, and you will still be standing. You will still be standing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a saying that tough times don't last, but tough people do. So become tough. Listen to me. When you pray in tongues, you make yourself tougher than the toughest of the problems you are facing. And you're just getting stronger, and the problem is trying to stay. But you say, listen, you will be the one to give up. I'm not giving up. So sometimes, don't just pray in the spirit for God to change things. Pray in the spirit because you want strength. You need strength. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, and the Bible says, he who speaks in tongues builds up himself. You are strengthening yourself so that you can outlive that poverty, so that you can outlive that problem, that challenge, that situation. Satan enjoys getting you discouraged. He likes it when you fight for 2 days and you are already discouraged. Some of the devils that are fighting you, some of them are called wild dogs. And I think you've learned about it. Wild dogs follow the prey until the prey gets tired. Yeah. They cannot fight the prey, but they can follow the antelope. The antelope can run, but the antelope cannot run forever. So they keep taking turn following the antelope until the antelope just gets discouraged and tired, and they come and they start eating it. Some of the problems you are facing, they don't have a lot of strength, but they are just resilient. They don't want to go away. Do you understand? Every single 2 weeks, the same problem appears. The same problem appears. The same problem appears to discourage you. But you are receiving strength this morning as you begin to pray in the spirit. Amen. When you pray in the spirit, you are charging your batteries to live long, to overpower the forces that are trying to overpower you. My God, my God. Number six, when you pray in the spirit, you admit that you don't know. It's a sign of humility. When you are praying in the spirit, you are admitting, look, I don't know what's going on. Romans 8:26. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. We don't know. We don't know. Listen, the reason you are praying in English is because you are trying to make it look like you know what you should pray about. Hey, Lord, you know. He knows what? If he knew, why are you telling him? You understand? Let's say, Lord, you know everything. Yeah. He knows everything, but you don't know everything. You don't know Nedo. You know nothing. Do you understand? So when you pray in tongues, you are admitting, Lord, I don't know. I have no clue what's happening. So Rabashata Pakoka Palava, you just start praying in tongues. That's the only way for me to deal with this, is to talk in your language. It's to talk in your language, my friend. Hallelujah. That's about the Holy Spirit prays for us. What you lack, the Spirit of God to pray for you. Pray for you. He prays for you. Other people just say he intercedes for us. With groanings that cannot be expressed with words. You see, so you see, there are certain things words cannot express. And you are trying to use words. And I mean, you need to come. You see, I'm giving you 12 reasons so that when you pray in the Spirit, you do it with all confidence. Hallelujah. Sorry. Now, 7, God reveals solution to you in the spirit. That's how God operates. I've discovered that God reveals solutions in the spirit, not in the natural. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, the Bible says, however, as it is written, no eye has seen. Do you understand? Like, you cannot see it here. No ear has heard. You cannot hear it here. And no human mind has conceived. Your comprehension cannot conceive it. The things
the things which God has prepared for those who love him. The solutions, no eye has seen them, no ear has heard them. God, these are the things God has already prepared, but they are not in this realm. The next verse says, these are the things God has revealed to us by his spirit. So you see, that's the language of God, the language of the spirit. So those of us that are struggling with the spirit and praying in tongues, and you are losing her too much. He reveals them by the spirit. The Bible says the spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Some of the challenges you are going through are deep. There is nothing valuable that is on the surface. Only dust is up here. Gold is down there. It's deep. So for you to get the best of God, you need to learn to go deep. And the driller of the deep things of God is the Holy Ghost. He's the one who drills them. He drills them like this. So you need, when you are praying in tongues, you are drilling. You are literally coming to an area and you're starting to drill. You see, even in my house, let me tell you something. Even in my house, when I pray, there are certain areas in my room that the drilling is working stronger. When the more spiritual you become even sensitive to where you stand to pray. Yeah. It's not even everywhere that you can just pray. Even in the same building. Just like everywhere. We've been trying. You see people, they try to drill gold. They come here. It's not there. You have to go where it is. Otherwise, you'll be drilling the whole place. Number 8. All your blessings are spiritual. I'm giving you reasons why you should pray in the spirit. All your blessings are spiritual. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. All praise to God, our Father of Lord, and the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. And the blessings are every spiritual blessing. Every blessing is spiritual. Number 9. Demons are unclean spirits. They are spirits. Demons are spirits. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through the dry places seeking rest and finds none. That is Matthew chapter 12, verse 4. So blessings are spiritual. Demons are spiritual. Angels are also spiritual. Hebrews, that's point number 10. Hebrews 1:14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Ministering spirits. So demons are unclean spirits. Angels are ministering spirits. So you see, all these things that needs to help you fight the other forces are all spiritual. That's why you need to pray in the spirit. I'm just helping you understand why you should pray in the spirit. Reason number 11, God guides you by enlightening your spirit. You see, God doesn't really speak to your ears, these ears. It's very rare for God to speak to you through an audible voice. But God is speaking to you all the time. How? He lightens your spirit. Do you understand? By the Holy Ghost, God sheds light on your spirit and you start knowing what to do. Proverbs 20 verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. So God brings his lamp on the spirit of man. So God ministers to you by touching your spirit. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Searching all the innermost parts of his being. The innermost part. You see, that is how God operates. He touches your spirit. The Holy Ghost brings light to your spirit. And then your spirit communicates it to your mind. And your mind processes it. And your ears start knowing what to do. Or your brain start now knowing what to do. That's how it works. The reason number 12. Why you should pray in the spirit if you want to hear the voice of God is because Paul prayed in the spirit more than he prayed in his natural language. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18 says, I thank my God that I pray with tongues more than all of you. And in 1 Corinthians 11 it says, we must imitate him as he imitates Christ. Now he says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And then he says, I pray in tongues more. So what is Paul saying to you? Paul is saying to you, pray in tongues more because you have to imitate him as he is imitating Christ.
Hallelujah. I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than all of you. I believe that if you can start engaging the Spirit with the reasons I've given you today, creating an expectation in your heart, my brother, you will hear God. Not with these ears, the ears of your spirit. Remember, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. The lamp of the Lord. Stand on your feet, everybody, please. Hallelujah. Right where you are now, in your stream site, or wherever you are watching me from, I want you to know that God wants to speak to you. But some of us are afraid to speak in tongues. Some of us are ashamed to speak in tongues. Some of us don't even pray in tongues. And that's why your prayer life is not effective, because you see, there are very few things that you can do with your language. I mean, in this English or Twitter, all of this. I'm not saying God doesn't answer those prayers or hear them. He hears them. But if you want to mean business, you want to really talk. You want to really talk to God and you want to hear God. I've given you 12 reasons why you should actually operate in the Spirit. So right now, in your stream side, right where you are, if you don't speak in tongues yet, I'm going to pray that you speak to your stream side leader at the end of this service, or after, at the end of your fellowship there, and he's going to pray with you. But right now, I want everybody, if you can pray in tongues, I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Begin to communicate. This is your birthright. This is not something that you are doing by chance. This is actually who you are. You are a spirit, and God is the father of spirits. A dog does not feel shy to bark. No. And a spiritual person does not feel shy to pray in the spirit. No, sir. No, ma'am. Something is wrong with your identity. So I want to encourage you right now. Raise your voice. Begin to pray. If you can't pray in tongues, just ask God, Lord, bless me with the ability to pray in tongues. And your stream side leader is going to help you at the end of this service. Everybody standing up, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. You are ordering. You are speaking mysteries. You are speaking mysteries. You are speaking mysteries. You are unlocking things. You are unlocking problems. You are speaking mysteries. And God can hear, and demons are also hearing, and angels are hearing. Kolaba seva, mete padolava, entepuve, azakatovala. Everybody, tap into your realm of the spirit. That is where God is. God is a spirit, and you are a spirit. Why are you ashamed to speak in tongues? Why are you ashamed to speak in the spirit? That is your language. That is your birthright. I see you rising higher. I see you overcoming every challenge. I see you hearing the voice of God, because from today, you can speak in the language of your Father shamelessly, shamelessly. Shamelessly, shamelessly. I see you praying for one solid hour. I see you praying for two solid hours, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hey, you are praying. You are praying. You are praying. You are praying. Hallelujah. Kalaba. Masukadava. Jepedavoda. Kepelamadava. Lakazova. Kepelemandes. Ekepeladove. Masukadava. From today, mysteries are being unraveled in that your house. That complicated problem in your marriage. That complicated problem in your finances. As you pray in tongues, you are unlocking it. You are unlocking it, and it will become clear. It will become clear. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to pray more after we close here in every stream side. And I want to encourage those that are watching from the house. After we close this service, just put your phone down and blast in tongues. Blast in tongues. Don't be ashamed of anybody. Please listen to me. Nobody can help you if God doesn't help you. And there you are trying to be afraid of people and not speaking in tongues. Please stop that thing. Right now, before I go, there is somebody listening to me, and you know that, you know, deep down your heart, you are not born again. In fact, last night you were asking yourself, if I was to die now, because you attended the funeral, and you're asking yourself, if I was the person in this coffin, where will I be right now? And you couldn't really know where you will be. OK,
Can I tell you something? When you don't know where you will be in hell. That is the simplest way for me to give you the equation. Like, when you don't know whether it's heaven or hell, it's hell. That's what it is. Because when it's heaven, you cannot not know. People that are not sure are actually on their way to hell. You are listening to me this morning. You are saying, Pastor, listen. I want to get my life in order. I'm tired of living a double life. I'm tired of pretending I'm a Christian when I'm not a Christian. I'm not living for God. Nothing in my life is reflecting the nature of God. I'm just attending these stream sites. I'm just listening on TV. But I'm not really given to God yet. If I was to die in this condition, I would not go to heaven. Pastor, please pray. I want to pray with you right now. Right where you are. If that is you, every eye closed, every head's bowed, and every stream site, please close your eyes for now. You don't need to look at me. You can hear me. If that is you, you are saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just raise your right hand right where you are. Raise your right hand. I see that hand. God bless you. Listen, right now, I want you to pray with me. Just repeat these words and God is going to minister to you. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.